Episode 371, July 16th, 2018.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, oh, 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 now in a closet studio, oh, 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 they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, 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 but when they slurp our producer, oh, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost. Oh,
well, I made it until July 15th before I did what sports related, Joe? Before my mind started to turn to something. I did something.
Football season?
But more specifically, what did I go online and do? Or investigate or research?
You looked at the Redskins roster?
No, I did a fantasy football mock draft.
Oh, my God. Our actual draft isn't for another 2.5 months, right?
2.5 months? What are you talking about? The season starts in, like, 2 months, so.
Right, so.
And like, 7 weeks the season starts.
I guess I need to start paying attention.
Yeah, we don't even have a draft date yet, but it's usually in late August or early September.
I actually started looking through like Ravens depth charts all the way out to people that won't make it so I can try to speak as intelligently as possible on what I believe I'll be talking about
right
come the beginning of the season.
Are you confident that you're going to be up to speed?
I'm confident I'm going to be up to speed, and if you listened last week, I'm also confident I'll be doing it.
Okay, I'm confident on both of those, too. Because, I mean, you have a pretty good handle as it is. It's not like you've been doing this with them for 3-4 years now. So you know the roster better than the average Joe.
You're
no
right.
Pun intended.
You're right. But I do believe pregame to be a much different thing than postgame. Because postgame, I can just react to those things that I saw. And the only people that need to be discussed are usually skill position players, right?
Right.
But if we're talking about the beginning of the season and who we're trying to watch, like I know that Zeus's son, Orlando Brown Jr.,
yeah,
he's likely to start for this team.
Yeah.
Now, you understand, by the way, we should probably introduce ourselves. Do you want to do that first?
This is Rob and Joe. And
there you go. The Rob and Joe Show. Welcome.
I wanted to see how long we could talk sports and football. Joe Robbie said something.
But anyway, he's likely going to start. He also had this horrible combine that made him drop from the first round to the third round, and he's a Raven, his father's old team. There's this whole storyline that's of interest, and also it's apropos, not just because of human interest, because now he's probably going to be one of the five guys starting on the offensive line.
You also have to know the other teams, too, because doing pregame, you're...
Yeah, what do you watch out for, you know?
Yeah.
And you know me, I know all the top-end skill position players, but after that, I don't know the third. You do.
Could you name of the starting projected starting NFL quarterbacks? I'm not asking you to name them, but do you think you could name 28 of them?
Yes, I do.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What, can we do that now, Robbie?
He's already pissed.
If you want to bore everyone to death.
All right.
We do. That's our new thing here in the Robin Joe Show. We make our regular shows boring, and then our Patreon's amazing.
Hey, one more sports thing before we continue.
Yes, more sports.
Of course, France won the World Cup. I'd like to talk about that. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I sent out a tweet immediately after France won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Robbie, let me tell you who's in the picture, okay? It's from the movie Better Off Dead. and it's John Cusack's in it. His the woman who played his mother in the movie, and the lady that lives next door that took in the French foreign exchange student. Okay.
Yes.
That's the picture.
I saw the tweet. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then I put and to drink Peru, and then I put World Cup. You know, congrats France or something like that. That's what I put. You get it, right, Robbie?
I'm sorry. I knew it had to be a reference in that movie, which I haven't seen in a long time. So.
Man, okay. By the way, you're not alone. Nobody got it. So in the movie, there's this hot French girl that is a foreign exchange student next door. John Cusack's family has them over, and she tries to be, you know, culturally aware of what she might be into. So she brings out French fries, French dressing, and then she has Perrier, but she says it to drink Peru. Now, the movie is hilarious, and I assumed almost everybody had seen it, but I put that on Twitter, and it got one response, one like.
Do you think that person even knew what it meant, or they just like everything you do?
Well, it's funny you say that because, and I love this, my father is very supportive of me and often likes anything that
he retweeted it.
He didn't retweet it, but he likes anything that he sees that's my content. But there's some things I'm like, well, clearly he's not going to understand what this is.
Of course not.
But he's still showing love and support for his son, and that's all I care about.
I have a Gramps story tonight. We'll get to that. Got some show stories. Hey, it's Amazon Prime Day. Are you been buying stuff for your new home, Joe?
No.
Why not?
I wonder if Katie knows that.
Of course she does. I bet you she knows.
Hold on. Keep talking for a second.
Did Robbie and Marcus, did you know that?
I was aware of Amazon Prime Day, and Katie, I am a Prime member.
You know it's Amazon Prime Day?
Trying to keep my wife off.
Katie does know. We just got confirmation. She said it. I think she said it in a term like, of course I know.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the way that she said it. Hold on. Here she comes. Come sit down.
Here she get her mic on this time.
Here she is for a second week in a row.
Hey, have you had a lot of Reggie this
fiance.
Week?
Fiance.
He'll clean his junk in the sink.
She can't hear what
that
was.
I don't want to wash my hands in your kitchen sink or in your bathroom sink anymore. You were talking about bathroom sink. You don't
bathroom
do it in the kitchen
sink,
do you?
Not the kitchen sink,
All right,
no.
Good.
What, just out of curiosity, did you buy anything?
No.
Okay,
but is there any particular item you're looking for? Some sort of kitchen appliance or something? Or another Alexa?
I want the vacuum, the iRobot, you know what I'm talking about?
You mean Roomba, but
Roomba.
It's made by a different company?
Yeah, I want the Roomba.
Well, get on there and get it.
Well,
Joe, buy it.
I would like Joe to we both have a Prime account. How unreasonable is that?
Well, Tawanda and I combined ours.
Yeah, you can add a person. My girlfriend has a Prime, and she adds me on.
And you can make it so you still sign in with your password and using your credit card and your
But he's paying that $120 a year now because they upped it. From 99 to...
You shouldn't both be paying that. Live in the, I don't know if you know this, but you live together, so it's stupid.
Can I tell you that I bought YouTube Red in order to watch Cobra Kai?
Yeah, and it's now cost you $40.
I figured I'd pay $9.99, and of course, I just saw it on my credit card again. I have it. I've never... There's nothing I would ever do with YouTube Red. I still have it.
When I watch The Handmaid's Tale and the Cobra Kai, I just get the free trial, and then I cancel.
Well, Robbie, you're smarter than we
are. Yes, we know that. Anyway, thank you, Katie, for letting me know.
Thank you.
Anything happening in the Joe and Katie the week of? Now that we have Katie with us, we might as well.
Well, let
find
me tell.
Out.
Let's talk about. What do you mean the week of? What do you mean?
This past week in your life.
Well, let's talk about the wedding because there are a couple things that are going on now.
Okay.
I bought my dress.
Oh wow! Now, okay. Did you went to a store locally?
I did. It was me and my mom and Aunt Tish.
Oh, do you drink wine at this thing? Is that how I see on TV?
Champagne
and stuff?
They offer you champagne if you decide that you're going to say yes to the dress. But it was a very big deal. I've tried on many, many, many dresses, and I found the one.
She said it's kind of like off, not normal, like
not
tradish.
It's nothing anyone would have ever envisioned me picking.
Okay, did you go there having looked online?
Yes.
And okay, I want to know, and this is the only place you went?
No, I went to another place in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, that's... Joe, do you know how long? Because I want to guess how long she was there before... How long was the entire...
Do you want to guess how many dresses I tried on?
Okay, yes. I will guess that you were there for 3 hours, and you tried on 14 dresses.
Okay, so I don't know the time, but I think it was less than that. Is that right? Less than 3 hours?
The time was less.
And, oh, she just gave away. She gave
away. Well,
no,
the time was less. The dresses were more.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, right. Once you said I was going to try to guess the dresses, now I have influence. So I'll say 15. Who was closer?
Cheater. Robbie, you want to chime in with a guess?
16.
$15,000.
Okay, thanks for listening.
That's how many dresses she tried on was $15,000. Okay, thank you. Yeah, the price was the. Hope you didn't spend 15 grand. I'm guessing you went almost 20 dresses at this point.
Almost 30 dresses.
Wow.
And it was the last.
How do you get them on so
quick?
That
seems like that would take 3 hours.
Well, this is between both of them. Both
appointments. Okay. For one,
15 each.
You probably nailed it, actually.
So when you tried on the one that you eventually bought, did you just know it or did you go try on others after that?
I was told that when you know, and I'm a very indecisive person.
That's how she felt when she met me.
And every dress I tried on, I liked it. And I put that dress on thinking I would hate it, and I immediately knew it was the dress.
Is it revealing?
Goosebumps when I put it on. It is a little revealing, yeah.
Like what part of you?
Well, I like it already.
The front and center part.
The center? What the fuck?
Her ass and crotch area.
Your center?
No, like...
I mean, if I think of your center, it's... All right.
You know, like the bubbies.
Are you showing stomach? Like, how is it revealing?
It's not revealing. It's low cut. It's cleavage. Very nice back.
Will the hem hit the floor?
Well, yeah, it's a wedding dress. Of course, the hem will hit the floor.
I'm a big fan of the short wedding dress.
Well, Robbie's had several weddings.
Robbie likes the wedding shirt.
Since we're talking wedding planning, can I tell Rob?
Yeah, it's on my list of things to talk to him about today.
Okay.
When I was at the dress appointment, my sister-in-law, who's the maid of honor, who I don't know if you already talked about this, but formerly a mayor, M-A-H-E-R.
Yeah, she
Kelsey
the
Mayer.
Same, the same.
I don't know if we already talked about this.
I thought you knew that. Yeah, you
no.
Actually, we have. You just forgot.
Oh, okay. That's probably likely.
I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah. So does that mean that like I bang her at this wedding? How does, I don't know.
Well, it's funny because she's Kelsey Mayer Push and she'll be walking down with Rob Mayer. So almost people are going to think you're married.
Yes,
they are. They're like, who's that? Who are those two redheads?
Easy.
She asked if I had decided who's giving the speech first or second yet, because it's very, very important to her, so much so that she has already started writing the speech.
She's taking it very seriously.
And she is taking it very seriously. She is considering doing a rap.
Whoever finishes their speech first should go first.
Well, hold on.
All right. I can tell you this.
If she does a rap, Rob's going to do better.
No, I'm going to.
Because he'll shit on her. Yeah, I would recommend she not do a rep.
Wherever she, I'll defer to her. She wants to go first or second, whatever she wants.
She would prefer.
Clearly, she cares more about this than I do.
She would prefer to go first. She doesn't want to headline.
Okay.
What are the chances that Rob can't follow?
I feel like that she's the favorite.
So here's the thing about Kelsey is she's very, very smart.
She
is. But she's very funny in a.
She is funny.
In like a dry humor kind of a way.
Well, she's a mayor.
She's a mayor. You're right.
Let me say, if I didn't think she was funny, I wouldn't say it. But I do think she's funny, and I tell her I tell Katie all the time. She is really funny.
Yeah. Well, you know my history in one-on-one battles. I mean, I'm 1 in 5 in comedy kumites. So I feel like,
that's who she's calling for advice.
I feel like she had. I think if we're setting a betting line, she's the favorite to do better.
She's going to do. She said she wants to do heartfelt and. Tug at the heartstrings a little, but then she wants to make sure there's a whole bunch of jokes, some inside jokes, and then she wants to just lay
some
the hammer down
jokes.
At the end.
Man, like a quiplash game? Inside
Basically.
Joke no one's going to get got.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she's starting to think about this too soon. Because it's just going to cause her to rethink and overanalyze. So I think maybe you have a couple ideas, but to really start focusing now, I think it's too soon.
I'm a big fan of the person who prepares early.
Of course you are.
No, I know that about Robbie. But
you know how many inside jokes will happen between now and the wedding? There'll be 15 things we don't even know about that I'll probably be talking about.
That happened before, while we already get there.
Yes.
Before the ceremony.
But people don't like inside jokes on speeches because not everybody.
They do when everybody's in on it.
It could be inside to that group.
Yeah, it could be part of the,
Well, that's the other issue we're having is I think we invited too many people.
Everyone's saying yes.
I made a list of who I think's going to say yes and then who I think are going to be maybes. And if half the maybes come, I'm about 20 people over that well, I thought.
That's a lot of money for Frank to have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, oh well, but you know.
So is it there's too many to go to the actual wedding or is the reception something they could go to and not be at the ceremony?
No,
well,
it's
no, not
fine.
Here, not a destination. It's the same thing.
Know.
People are sort of inviting themselves. And then it's awkward. I don't know how to say, like, hey, you know, we're not really friends. So how do you do that?
No one invites themselves to a wedding at a fire hall. So that's
true.
Yeah.
Well, this seems like it would be strange to invite yourself to because it's a huge outlay of cash to do this.
Yeah, but if you're planning on taking your one or two vacations, you know, 2 weeks of vacations a year. This is one of your weeks. Now, how long is she foreseeing her speech to be?
She said about 20 minutes.
She said 3 to 5 minutes is what she'd like. And I blocked off. I had to submit my time to the place of how long between, you know, dinner and speeches and dancing. And I gave you guys 15 minutes.
Justin's just going to, Eric are just going to randomly step up and just start doing something.
I even wrote Kelsey speech, Rob speech, and then boys speech.
And then Joe's rebuttal.
Yeah, I got to get back up there and respond.
But there's also a part that I want you to prepare for, aside from the speech, involves dancing.
Yeah, well, this is kind of funny.
Okay.
Well, Rob has to dance?
Hold on. Have you not seen my work?
I know.
This is what Katie told me.
Okay.
And maybe this is a thing. I don't know.
Katie's telling me
a lot of things that I didn't know were things because of my age, right? Did you know there's a first look photo that instead of me seeing her as she comes down the aisle, she appears in a room where I am and they capture my reaction?
No, it's not a room. You can go to like a really pretty place and you turn the other way and I walk up behind you and there's a photographer with us and you turn around and then it's just you and I for the very first look. There's nobody else around. You
when
get
you're
to
in
see
your dress.
Me. I'm in my dress.
Have
we're
you heard
about
of this?
To go.
Never heard of it, but it sounds it makes sense.
It's
it
called a
cool.
first look photo. And it's definitely within the last 5 to 10 years.
Also,
but Joe said he didn't want to do it.
Because why not let my reaction be the reaction when she walks down the aisle? It's the same.
Because you can't see.
Because there's not going to be a cameraman right in front of you.
Oh, there'll probably be a cameraman in front of me when that happens.
Marcus said you call that the bad luck photo.
Also, I'd never heard of a wedding hashtag, but apparently.
Well, that I know.
That's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And ours
is. You never heard of a hashtag 2 years ago.
What's ours? Meet the Robinsons?
Hashtag Meet the Robinsons.
All right.
Or hashtag Here's to You, Mrs. Robinson.
Strong.
Or hashtag Robinson the Cradle.
We're not using that one. The hashtag can't be a. Can't
I would
be a
like
dig
that one,
me.
Please. That last one. That's good.
It's rough enough on a lot of the relatives without us rubbing their nose in it.
Hashtag Gramps wants you.
I had to pick some songs for people in the bridal party to enter into the reception. You know how they announce, you know, here's maid of honor, Kelsey, and best man, Rob Mayer, and you two come out to music.
Yes.
But what she told me, which is, and this isn't good for you, that since she's married to her brother, that they'll probably introduce those two.
Yes.
Without you. So you'll have to come down by yourself and some song will play. And according to Katie, you're required to boogie down the thing.
I
you
was
just
thinking
raise the roof. You
maybe,
do that thing.
No, God, please don't raise
yes,
the roof.
Yes, I'm raising the roof.
I was thinking
walking.
Maybe Jump On It. You know that song?
No.
Why?
I know that song, but
you
I
know the dance, you know?
I'm not, no. Wait I'm minute. Not coming out to Jump On It.
Like.
Dun. Dun,
oh, that's called dun, Apache,
dun.
Right?
Yeah.
See, right. I always thought everyone came out to the same song, and then when the bride and groom came out,
well,
then it was a
that,
different song.
But
what's
I
your
wanted,
wedding?
I wanted them, my
well,
family,
need...
to come out to push it.
Who's coming out to push it?
I would thought maybe my parents and my sister-in-law and brother, because their last name is Push.
Since Rob's here, I mean, could he have some input in terms of what he
I would love
to...
for you to pick.
Sure. What do you want to, what would you like to come out to?
Well, I always thought the perfect song for that was Take Me With You, because it starts off, it has a nice intro, and then it has an easy melody, and of course, it's about, it's a love song.
I don't know that one. I think it should be Pump Up Music.
It's just, yeah, it's a little bit different than what this, you know, this are people going, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to blah, 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 dreams, right. This, that, and the other. Let's introduce to our bridal party first, the ring bearer.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that kind
well,
of
I'm
thing.
Not going to do a dance, no matter
what.
What
about Ice Ice Baby?
It's part of what you have to do, apparently. I mean,
what about, is there like a redhead song?
Yeah. Rob would like Little Red Corvette.
Lady in Red?
Yes, Lady in Red. That's what I would like.
Any Simply Red song.
Holding back the years.
I did cry today at work. I was picking out all the songs for the, it's the prelude, the procession, the recession, and the postlude, which is like all of the songs for the ceremony part. And I cried like multiple times at work.
Aw.
Picking out songs. So there's my nice side.
She did do something that I like very much, and then I'll ask your question.
I'm going to be really drunk, by the way, at this point.
Well, that might make it better for you.
But I also have to give this toast and follow, you know, my...
So you, there's a lot of stress.
My fellow namesake.
You're going to be more stressed out than me.
I'm terrified all of a sudden. Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to dance, which you're going to be horrible. At least I have Katie
to
dance.
I have to follow this funny girl.
And I can just kind of just follow along.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They will be rooting for her. To succeed, and they'll be rooting for you too, and they'll probably be excited about the idea that a professional comedian is delivering this.
That's the thing; the expectation is much higher on Rob.
Oh yeah, you can only go down.
I might curveball it and go all heartfelt.
What if you throw up your stage?
Hey, I'm coming off some good heartfelt, you know, speeches, you know, at Dylan's funeral.
Right,
comedy.
Yeah. You're going to use some of the same material.
I might use exact same material.
Speaking of that. Not to get, to, I mean, if we wouldn't let, we can come back to that, but Eric Woodworth Tommy Cimbazzo sends out a tweet.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Eric Woodworth. He's telling.
Good start.
The pie plate closer, which of course is my closer that you guys laugh at, not in a good way. Okay.
We lovingly mock.
Right. So, Eric apparently.
Hey, can I come out to Joe doing the pie plate closer?
Yeah, can I?
Can be my entrance.
He's holding a pie plate with a 9 on it.
8, 8, and a 9.
I give this wedding a 97.
Anyway, so Eric tells this at, what is it, the Ellicott City?
We'll get into that. There's a fundraiser, whole big event downtown Baltimore for raising money to resurrect. Ellicott City got flooded for the second time in 3 years.
And he tells, I guess, my joke. Did he close with it?
I think it was before he brought up Mickey.
But it was his closer for...
In between comics, he was doing something. Like he did the sex doll song. And obviously, he did one of Tommy's jokes.
Got it.
Yeah.
So he tells the pie plate closer. Of course, Tommy takes a picture of it. He doesn't have it, right?
He has the video.
Oh, he has a video of it. And he goes, a tribute to the late Joe Robinson.
Yes.
Okay. So, now, by the way, I swear I can't tell you how much I'm not bothered by that. That's absolutely fine. But Tommy said he was getting annoyed that people misunderstood. Well, what's there to misunderstand? He said the late Joe Robinson. If people think I'm dead, it's because he said I was.
Yes, right.
Well, I also commented, RIP, my love.
Yeah, it was sad. Yeah.
Now, I didn't see it. This is my eulogy. People like to hear their eulogy if it's given because you want to hear people say nice things about you. What were people saying when they thought I was dead?
They said, oh my God, what happened? Joe died? ? It was not anything.
Nobody's like, that guy was the best guy I ever met.
No.
They were gone like, too soon. No.
They were like, who's going to hand out the papers at the murder mystery?
They were like, this joke is horrible.
Who's going to shit on these people who think they can do comedy?
I'd ask to play the audio, but Robbie, I know that's asking too much probably, right? Of Eric doing it, the video on Tommy's page.
That's not going to happen.
Right. It's hard to hear anyway.
Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook. Tommy Cimbazzo's Facebook.
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, apparently, and we'll filibuster a little bit while we're waiting. Apparently, he added an unnecessary line that you believe harmed the joke. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think he got mixed up and he lost his place, so he just ad-libbed a line that actually hurts the joke. It wasn't just an ad-lib that was just whatever.
Right.
But it actually screwed up sort of the punchline a little bit.
Let me see if we can hear it. I know we're putting Robbie a little bit on the spot.
Yeah, I can't get to it.
Okay.
He can't get to it. He can't go to Facebook.
No, I cannot get to it on the
computer.
I'm
sorry. I'm being an asshole. We'll definitely post it on our Robin Joe, and you can check
and
it
no,
out.
And no, that's not the joke, listeners. Yes. The joke is fucking amazing.
Yes. Take a break. Be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, July 21st at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Hit me with your best shot.
That's Dr. Ross. That's about right. Can I come out to hit me with your best shot? I want to come out to all songs that have been played in our murder mystery. Can I come out to Another One Bites the Dust? Can I do
what
that?
What about
Katie?
Let's Hear It for the Boy? That would be a
that
good
would
one.
Be good.
What about Let's Hear It for the Boy?
Well, I was also thinking, what if he came out with the whole murder mystery and they all did a dance?
Hey, that's yeah, that's on them. They can.
Okay.
Yeah. No, oh. No, I'm not discounting. I'm just saying I'm not going to force them to do a choreographed dance. If they decide to do that, I'll let them.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what? Katie, let me know.
I'm fine with the music choice. I do want the music to be good. I think it's going to be the most fun for us the next year is picking out music.
Do
that's
I
why
have
I had
veto
fun.
Power on my entrance?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have veto power on my choice?
Of course. No, yes. No, you can have anything.
All right.
Darling Nikki is played as you walk out.
I want Robbie singing The Bad Touch.
I guarantee
no.
you. Now,
damn it.
Robbie, if you were to pick the song, would you pick a song by somebody, a song by a famous artist that no one's ever heard of? Not the artist, the song.
No, I would try to do something that Katie would approve of, but I don't think I'm going to be allowed to.
I mean, we're talking about a 10-second walk to wherever I'm going, right?
Well, whoa. 10-second dance.
Okay, but I have to move forward for 10 seconds to my destination.
We don't know how long it is. Maybe it's 100 yards.
I don't know. I'm asking. People can't see me. 100 yards away, yeah, I'm dancing
yes,
great.
You're from the other end zone.
Right. By the time I get to the wherever you're at, you won't know what I'm doing.
I have no idea the distance.
Or probably, yeah, it's on a deck right next to the beach. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Just go jump in the water or something.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
And then give your speech,
give speech
soaking wet.
Soaking wet with my tux on or whatever I'm wearing. All right, I'm now dreading this. So now I have to dance and I have to follow a funny girl whose family at the wedding.
Hey, yes. Maybe you could go come out to Ed Sheeran since people think you look like Ed Sheeran.
I can. Should I do perfect or should I do...
If you want, my dad and I are taking dance lessons if you want to join.
Yeah, I do. That sounds like fun. Are you doing salsa dancing? Are you doing like some sort
ballroom
dance?
We're going to do like a little... We're going to do a nice slow dance and then maybe record scratch into something else.
I'm not saying
whole thing. Okay.
I'm not saying this isn't happening.
You know
no,
what,
wait,
Joe?
Wait,
you're
going
to piss me off.
Listen, can I just say something? I'm not saying it's not happening.
I hate when you do this.
Can you just let me finish? I'm not saying it's not happening. What I'm saying is does your father know about this?
Yes.
Okay, so if I text him right now.
No, but he will.
Saying it's not happening.
Let me tell you why this happened. There was another thing that she talked about recently, but one time Katie said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a flash mob. That's actually a funny story because we're talking to the neighbors. So I go, no, you're not. Right? You're not going to do a flash mob. She goes,
Phil said it too. Yeah. Landlord Phil totally. Yes. They both just deflated this mega balloon that I had.
I go, no, you're not going to do that. She goes, why wouldn't I do it? I go, I don't know. Why won't you?
This is almost like you're Kramer, Katie, and Joe is Jerry.
Yes, where, like when he said he was going to make levels. Yes. It's exactly the same. So anyway, but then I started thinking about how hard it is to do a flash mob. First of all, if you do a flash mob, you're going to have like 15 to 20 people, right? Minimum.
Right.
Well, then you have to have, how many people do you have to ask to get 15 to 20 people to do a flash mob?
50.
Right, at least, right? So I'm talking to the neighbors, and I'm telling the story. I don't know why. Just it came up this week, and I'm telling this exact story. And What do you think they said?
They're in.
So what I said is, I said to them, I go, like, if we came to you and said, hey, will you do a flash mob? Maybe you'll say yes, but you'll be like, oh, God. They go, oh, well, we've been in flash mobs.
We've been in seven.
They've been in three.
They're professional.
They've done three flash mobs, yes, which really, then I started thinking maybe it was more likely than I thought. Yeah. But I'm not, look, here's the deal. It's not that I don't think that it's going to happen. I know her dad. He ain't going to love this idea. So we're going to see.
I think you're wrong.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, so we've seen these
Now, if he hears this, if he hears what I'm saying right now, he'll do it just so I'll be
wrong. It was his idea to take dance lessons.
All right.
Okay. So you want this to be some sort of viral...
No, not necessarily, but I do want it...
Father-daughter wedding dance.
I don't want it to be an uptight wedding. I want people to...
Well, you invited the right people for that.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of the right people.
No, I picked really good songs. I get nervous because I know Joe's taste in music is different than mine, and he just hates my music. So I wanted to make sure I...
No, a lot of times I hear songs that you like, and I'm like, all right, those are really catchy. I really like those. I don't like country music, modern country. I don't like it.
Right. You know, so I heard that new Taylor Swift song, and I liked it before I even knew it was her song.
Delicate?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
There's a lot of Taylor Swift that I can kind of be like, oh, that's kind of fun or whatever. But for the most part, I'd prefer not to listen to Taylor Swift.
Well... I'm coming out to shake it off.
There's no Taylor Swift at the wedding. There will be.
I know. I just said that's my song.
He can't come out to shake it off.
I veto it.
So you do? What are the odds that she's vetoing Taylor Swift
and that you want it?
Yes.
Yeah. That is. What are the odds? I guess 100%.
I'm going to make my entire speech Taylor Swift lyrics.
I like that.
I just need to interrupt for just a second on a technical issue.
Oh, great. The whole show hasn't been recorded.
No. It's recording. It's just the people in chat are complaining because it's going in and out. Is there somebody in the house on the internet gaming or streaming video or something?
There is likely somebody doing that. So what I would ask, if you don't mind, Katie, whenever you exit this room, will you ask Joey to take a break from his gaming for the next 29 minutes?
Sure.
If he's doing that. Sorry, Robbie.
That's okay. While we have you here, Katie, did Joe get the game that he bought, the impulse buy? The game, the guy that bought his outdoor dart game thing?
That's funny you say that.
I'm pissed off he even bought it, but no. He
tell this ridiculous thing that Joe did.
Oh, I didn't tell this on the air. You're right. No. Sorry,
go ahead. So we go to a friend of ours, Dave Wilkerson, landlord Dave. His son went into the Marines, so he was coming back to visit. Shout out Sam Wilkerson. Congratulations, U.S.
Yo,
Marine.
Sam.
Thank you for your service. He has a bunch of these friends. They're really super cool. They're playing those yard games. You know, like they have the big giant beer pong, the, you know, cornhole. And then there's this other game in the corner. And it's like this probably a 6 or 7 foot stick. It's like a wooden stick. And it's painted with like Maryland colors. It has these...
I have
dashes,
a picture of it. Do you want to see it? Have you seen the picture?
There's dashes on it with numbers, and then there's darts, like actual like house darts, you know, like where you throw at a dartboard.
Yes. Does it appear to be like handmade or
it
mass produced?
It looks very handmade. Okay. And then there's these two giant logs that you would throw into a fire during the wintertime, and in between the stick and the logs are two beer cans on each side. So it looks really just like someone just dumped a bunch of garbage on the ground. But either way, Joe was intrigued and decided to hang out with this guy and learn how to play this game.
Now, let me interrupt. I was one of the top two at the party at this game.
Does it matter?
It looks very makeshift. It looks like something you would never spend a dollar on.
Now, let me tell you the rules here, though. Okay, so...
They made up rules as they went along, basically.
No, he had rules, but... The guy who made the game, he's just a kid, right? He might not even be 21.
No.
Although the game has beer in it, maybe he is. It's
he's
close.
He's not 21.
Anyway.
So a teenager made this.
Correct.
Well, I think he's 20.
They're drinking Natty Light. It's a teenager.
Well, no, that came from Dave's party. Whatever. Yeah, we're losing focus. So we'd say a rule, and I'd be like, well, that's a bad rule. He goes, oh, okay. And he would change the rules on the fly. Meanwhile, when he delivers this game, it comes with a rule book.
Is the rule book just typed on a piece of paper?
I don't know yet. It's he never showed up with it. He didn't come with it.
Does it have a name, this game?
God,
it's
It's
the Luke and Joe stick game.
Let me see if I can...
Send this picture to Robbie.
Okay, I'm sending the picture to Robbie while we're talking. I also need to...
And to me.
See
and
you.
And Marcus.
Okay, got it.
And everybody.
Robbie.
And Sam from the Marines.
And he's not allowed to play this game in the backyard. I don't want the neighbors seeing it.
What do you mean? No, I'm allowed to play it.
It looks like so the biggest white trash game.
It does. You spent, how much did this cost you? $40?
$39.
Do you have to assemble it?
No, it has a hinge.
Okay.
So it actually folds up.
We'll see about that. Do you think, did you pay for shipping?
No, he's just driving
he's
it over
here. He's in his basement.
He lives down the street.
Joe has to buy beer, which he doesn't drink. He has to buy darts, which he doesn't have. He has to buy logs, which he doesn't have. I mean, all the things. This is going
to
be
buy
a 70,
logs. I can go to the woods.
This is going
to
be a $75 game at the end of the day that's never getting played.
Imagine that you go to some outdoor party and somebody's brought beer pong or they brought cornhole. There's a frisbee. There's all these things. There's wiffle ball. And then Joe brings this thing. I mean, you're the biggest dork at this party. No one's going to want to play that.
I don't feel this way. Now, here's he sends me a message on Wednesday. He said, hey, is this Joe? I'm Luke from Sam's party Saturday. So he sends me an email. Meanwhile, he said he was going to deliver tomorrow. We were there Sunday. So I knew we were doing our show, and I'm like, oh, maybe he tried to come by and knocked on the door. I don't know. So I don't even think. I forget about it. And then he says, I go, hey, bro, where the fuck is my game? Right, but then I said, I was just kidding. He said, my painter guy said he didn't dry well because of the high heats outside, so he had to redo it. But I promise I'll have it to you by this weekend. By the way, this weekend is just coming gone.
Tell him you want to order 10 more. How soon can you have them?
I don't want to say that. He'll start making them.
All right, any more wedding stuff? Do you want to hang out the whole time, Katie? Katie, or you want to go do whatever you're doing? Oh, you got to talk to the kid, right?
Yeah, I'm not super comfortable telling him that.
I'll tell Joey. I'll text him while we're talking. Keep going.
All right. So this happened recently. We had a show at, we talked about our buddy Dylan who passed away last month. And there was a show at the Improv where they had raised money for his charity, the thing that the family had started. And I'm emceeing the show, and it was just a very... kind of a who's who of local up-and-coming D.C. comedians and friends of Dylan. It was a fantastic. It was sold out. It was a fantastic lineup. But the show is supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be a bunch of, like, sad stories. And it's supposed to be just go up there and tell jokes, and let's just make this as fun a night as possible. So I have the job of emceeing, and I have to, first off, Joe, I have to, like, announce, kind of acknowledge why we're there, talk about the charity, and then somehow segue into then telling jokes.
So you have the toughest job.
Yes, and even in a normal comedy show, there is always that awkward, how do you say hello, and now I'm talking about, so my girlfriend and I. There's always, even in a normal show, that can be a weird transition. So I decide that my idea is I'm going to just, for 30 seconds or so, sort of explain why we're here and what's happening and charity and the website and all that stuff. And then I'm going to point to a guy in the crowd, and I'm going to say, stand up, sir. And also tonight we're having an auction. We're bidding on having sex with this man. Can I get this, this, this? And then I'll make fun of this some dorky guy. So I go up there, and I see right in front of me, dead center, first table, is this really buff black guy. So I point to him, and I'm about to say, Robbie, stand up, sir. We're going to bid, an auction. Oh. And unless I can't go to the black guy and say we're auctioning off. So I immediately point to this guy to the left. I save it, but I was like this close from like, oh my God. That guy stood up and ended up being hilarious. And then we were off and running and the show was great. But it was this close to just really getting off to a bad start.
Man, good thing you realized that.
I did.
I told you I did a similar thing when I was making fun of a local celebrity at a show, which was a station event, so everybody was kind of in on it. But
Keith
then,
Mills.
Yeah. But then somebody made a comment, and I go, that's Keith's dad. I've said this on the show.
Yes.
And it was already out of my mouth, and I realized Keith's dad has just died. So now they think I'm making a joke about Keith's dead dad, which I wasn't.
Right,
but,
right.
So that's where I went ahead and fucked up.
I saved
it. Way to go.
It was close.
Way to go.
So... you talked about the Eric Woodworth doing your joke at that Ellicott City thing, and it ended up, it was a really cool event, actually, at this game Baltimore. It's right by the stadium. I don't know if you've ever been over there, Joe.
Mm-mm.
But they have, like, an outdoor area. They had a bunch of vendors and some cool food options and obviously drinks. And then inside they had a stage, and then they had a comedy show. And, you know, you're in a bar, there's tons of TVs on. Now, granted, it's just the Orioles and Nationals, so no one's really that interested. But you got pool tables, air hockey. You know, it's not exactly set up for people to be paying attention. But a couple little controversial things.
Okay.
Mickey.
Coachella.
He ended up going last. He had a great set. But at the beginning, he basically was just shitting on Ellicott City. He was like, hey, you guys, raise money for me. Like, they're just going to flood again. So I hear this woman say, that guy's an asshole. And she walks out.
She really walked out.
She walks
stormed out.
Then later, like 20 minutes later, she had posted under the event page that Eric had, you know, posted, or Wendy or somebody had posted right before to, you know, just announce, hey, the show's about to start or whatever. She had made a picture with Mickey and then in quotes what he said and then under saying, you, sir, are a giant asshole. I mean, and then she made that her profile pic.
Okay, so think about this. You know, there are mistakes you may make when you're saying things real time. It happens, right? But the cause doesn't change, and that's to raise money for Ellicott City.
Absolutely.
She's not helping.
No, and I responded to that. I said, he just went up there and killed for 45 minutes and helped raise money, and you're shitting on him. And then she ended up taking it down. And
yeah,
Wendy,
of course.
Wendy got into a long back and forth with her. But the event ended up raising $12,000.
Well, that's
the
nice.
The guy that put it together emailed me. This is how stupid people are. He said he literally got shit for having a dunk tank at the benefit for where there was a flood.
What if they served drinks?
Like, you can't have a liquid around?
God, man, people are so...
By the way, right before, Mickey, I went on, and there was a bucket on stage, and I was like, how much money do we have to put in here for there not to rain hard again? So I was shitting on it. I sang, take me down to Ellicott City where the grass is green and the waters are plenty.
Okay.
And so I kind of made a little bit of a joke of it, too. But she had, I guess it was...
She had made up her mind, or maybe it was a Mickey thing.
She made up her mind that she was going to be bad at Mickey. And Mickey, by the way, had a great set, and they loved it. And he did, and I'm sure him being there, people showed up, and they put money in, they put money in the bucket. He literally, and we all did this for free.
Well, that's the thing, and this woman's protest probably hurt the cause.
Yeah, it's just so negative and angry. Just give money, you know, if you feel like...
Is she going to give the money to make up for what was lost because of her negativity?
She should, right?
Seriously.
But God, what a piece of crap. So, you want to tell the coin story?
We got to tell this cryptically. Maybe we should have saved this for the bonus because then we could give out names. But I'm going to just tell this story. Robbie, you're not allowed to guess who you think it might be because you might get it right.
Okay.
But, so, Rob and I know somebody, and they are the buyer and seller of gold and coin and jewelry and things like that.
Collectibles.
Correct. So he goes down to a coin show. Now, by the way, I'm telling the story as it was told to me, and it probably came to me at least third hand. It might even have come to me fourth hand, but this is the story. The story is this gentleman goes down to a coin show, I believe, where you trade, buy and sell coins. Okay. And this, as I was told, this old lady comes up. Now, I don't know what old means. She could have been 90. Matt, that number matters too. And she comes up and she has a bunch of foreign coins that she dumps onto the table in front of this person and says, I'd like to sell these coins. Now, this person looks at the coins and sees one of the coins. And just based on this person's knowledge of coins, he sees that coin and believes that coin to be worth $70,000. Follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, all right, well, I'll give you this for the coins. This is the amount of money that they told me. You're going to have to guess that.
Later.
But at the very least, you realize that he thinks one of these coins is worth $70,000. Okay. So he then sells the coin. I think he said it was an online auction or something, but it was online and the coin sold. What do you think the coin sold for, guys? You want to guess?
$80,000.
So it sold for $346,000.
Wow.
Now, what did he pay for the coin? Now, remember, this is the story. Some of these numbers might be off, but even if they're off a lot, the story is still the same.
Yes.
Would you agree? Okay.
I would agree.
What did he pay for the coin?
Want me to guess first?
Sure. You and Marcus can guess. Rob, I told the story to already.
$100.
Marcus, would you like to guess?
I would think
Yeah, 75.
Okay, so he bought the coin for $10. Now,
oh no.
Oh God.
The first thing is I heard that story and I'm thinking, I know why he did that. He did that because if he gives a number other than that, he's letting her know there's value.
Exactly.
So he needs to diminish this value in order for her to give these coin up. The second thing is, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? I couldn't.
Would you, because we talked about this, would you try to give this woman money somehow after the fact?
See, I think about this.
Would he even have her information?
By
or
the way,
wouldn't.
I do want to say this. The person that did this is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to think I think that he's a bad person. I couldn't have done that. And it's not because I'm a great person. I look over the things I've done over the course of my life. I've done some horrible things. I don't think I'm some sort of saint. You know what I mean? I also don't want to tell other people how to live their life. If this is within, but when I think about like the Occupy Wall Streets and all these things that I'm like, these fuckers, this is what they're talking about.
Yes.
This type of, what's the word, imbalance in the hierarchy is exactly what he's talking about, where you have the haves that are preying on the has-not. When Marcus wants to pay for everybody's college through Ben and Jerry's up in his state, this is what he's talking about. This is exactly what he's talking about.
Do we know that this woman was down on her luck?
Well, hold on. Okay, I don't know the answer to that. Mm. I don't know. But you know who else probably didn't know?
The person who bought it.
Right, the person that we're referring to. They yes. didn't know that either.
But you can sort of tell.
Well, I didn't hear that part of it, but you're right. You probably can.
Well, she didn't have... You think it's common sense that you would go get it appraised.
You would, but also, you think about how old somebody is and whether or not... Why do you think the Miss Cleos of the world prey on these old people, these televangelists?
Yeah.
Because they're the people that are more easily manipulated based on them not having the faculties that they once had. So, I mean, you do have a responsibility. You do, right?
It just seems like $10. I mean, it wasn't worth the drive over there. I would have just said, nah.
Well, she was all... I see what you're saying.
Counter. You know, I guess if she... That's what makes me think she's not all there. Because it just... You wouldn't have kept them around if you thought they weren't even worth as much as as a jar of coins and you're from just your excess change in your dashboard of your car or whatever.
Well, you know, I think about it. So, first of all, what was this coin that sold for? What was it, some sort of Viking coin? You know what I mean? What the hell could it possibly have been, right? But then I think, what's the actual value of the coin itself, right? I mean, how much less than $10 could it be?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's an odd... well, here's a question. So, I don't know the answer to that, right?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that, Robbie. But the other thing, it's almost like when somebody's homeless... And you're like, I'm going to give them $5, okay? And then somebody goes, don't give them that $5. They'll probably just use it on drugs or whatever, or right. alcohol. Okay, well, that's them. I'm the one with the responsibility to be generous or useful or helpful. That's my responsibility. Your responsibility is then, so I don't really want to say, well, now, by the way, there is the idea that you're trading your knowledge and money for her, for what she has to sell.
You have a lifetime of working in this field to come up to get that.
Right. So you know that. And the idea that she may take that to the next table and then they get that money. So I understand it. There is a disparity there that would make it difficult for me to sleep at night.
Well, maybe it's the wrong business for you. I mean, Marcus,
You're right. Yeah.
What do you do in that situation, Marcus? You see these coins, you eye one that you think is very valuable.
I fill my pockets.
So just give me a real answer. Do you, I mean.
To be honest, I haven't been listening that close because I'm focusing on technical problems.
Okay.
Man, these guys.
Robbie. Yeah,
I relate to what Marcus is saying.
That's fine.
Honestly, that was why my question was this lady down on luck? I would really try to identify if this woman was well off or if she really needed that money. And I might try to get an address or an email or something from her where I could in some way make up for it. But it's my expertise and my hard work that identified that coin. I'm going to take the bulk of that money. I don't have a problem with it.
Right, but you know it's 70. The bulk, it's not the bulk. It's all of it.
Yeah.
It's everything that it's worth.
I'm saying that I would...
That
I
type
would,
of percentage I would is, give, is...
I would send her 10 grand.
Okay.
But I'm guessing he just gives her $10 and then there's, the transaction's over.
Well, I imagine
maybe they have
that.
To write something down at this...
But after I find out it's worth... Something. Find out it's worth more than $300,000...
No, but you already knew it was worth 70. You still gave her 10.
Yeah.
He did the smart thing to get... To ensure that he got the coin... But then after he gets the collects the money from the coin, then he should have made it.
That's
right.
A lot of, but I can understand why that's a lot of work to be doing in the business that you're in. You can't just go back and after the fact try to make everything right.
Right.
Look,
it's not possible, but that would be the ideal scenario.
I'm not furious with him. I'm not.
Well, I'm not furious either.
Me either.
I'm just like, for me,
I feel bad for that.
I would have a lot of difficulty. I mean, she could be eating cat food right now.
What if I come in? It's me.
$10 buys a lot
like,
of cat food.
And I'm like, hey, you know, I got these coins lying around. I'm tired of them sitting in my basement. So I don't know. I don't think they're worth anything. But what do you give me for these coins? You have no problem at that point. I'm just a regular guy who maybe just seems to have his faculties, but maybe he's just not that smart.
Yeah, maybe I'm being a hypocrite because if I'm not willing to do it for everyone. Then basically I am showing preference because of, in this case, age, in this case, maybe sex. So I have to think about why it is I'm doing it. The fact that you're a white man, does that make me believe you're more capable? That's probably not a good thing either. That's what I rail against.
Okay. Right.
When people say I don't have a voice because I'm a white man. You know what I mean? So I'd have to examine all that. I don't know the answer.
Let me just say this. On Antiques Roadshow all the time, people say that they found something in an antique store. Now, they're buying it from an antique store, and these are people are purported experts. And they have the thing on display, and they have it on display for $250. Well, they take it in an Antiques Roadshow. It turns out it's worth $100,000.
Right.
Okay? So, is it you're still taking advantage of the person who didn't know anything?
No, I get that. But I think about, like, yard sales.
That's
I'm
different.
Placing my own worth, right, on what I think that it is. I'm placing my own worth on it. She didn't place her worth on it. She went to an expert and said, what will you give me for these? Essentially, that's saying, what are these worth? Now, I can use saying, okay, this is what these are worth to me. But I get it. I do, because if he says, what these are worth to me is about $10,000, which means this lady showed up and handed him $60,000, as he thought it ended up being a lot more. But he thought it was worth $70,000. But if he says, I believe these to be worth $10,000, does she get very excited? And say, perfect, that's the amount of money I never thought that I would get for these. Here you go. Or does she then reevaluate and say, well, wait a minute, if that's the kind of value that's attached to this. I don't think so.
If she's not savvy enough to get it appraised, then she's accepting. She's not savvy enough to think, he says 10, maybe it's worth a lot more. She's going to be giddy, jump up and down, and hit the lottery and take 10 grand.
Hold on one second. Hey, Erica is coming over with Chick-fil-A. Do you want anything?
Just a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh man. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish strong with a Gramps story. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they with great luck have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Is that cucumber melon on your penis? Okay, so are you up to date on the Gramps, the prom date?
He had a
client, and then she has a daughter.
Who was young, but he's known her for so long, eventually she became of age.
Right.
And then she wanted Gramps to take her to the prom, and now I believe she's even older than that and has children. Am I right about that?
I believe she's in her 20s now.
Yeah.
She's not that attractive, but she has big boobs, if I recall correctly.
There you go.
Okay.
So Gramps says, I went to the home of my prom date to collect the premium from her mother. When I got there, her mother had left the money with her. I wasn't expecting that, but she grabbed me and kissed me.
What?
Oh, no.
She gave me the money, and I marked the receipt book and said goodbye.
Wait. Who grabbed him and kissed him? The prom date or the mom?
The mom's not there.
Okay.
When I got there, her mother had left the money with her. I wasn't expecting that, but she grabbed me and kissed me. She gave me the money, and I marked the receipt book and said goodbye. She stood in front of me, dropped to her knees, and I'm going to guys have you guess, and said, it's a three words here. She stood in front of me, dropped her knees, and said blank, blank, blank. It's of a sexual forward nature.
I don't even want to know. I don't know what.
There's no curse words in it. There's no sexual words.
Is the word suck in it?
No, there's nothing like that.
I got
but it.
It
is a,
I got go it. Ahead. Take it out.
You're close. Unzip your pants.
Unzip your pants.
Yes, there you go. She stood in front of me and dropped her knees and said, unzip your pants.
Did he? Didn't he have to navigate his way around her?
I took her arm and said, stand up, which she did. She said, I thought you liked me. I said, I do. Why can't we just say no?
Yeah,
I do, but we need to keep things right.
How about how my dad doesn't want to hurt her feelings?
Right.
I mean, Dad, at this point, it's time to... It might not be worth the premium. I mean, hey, my dad's like, I will never lose a sale.
I said, I do, but we need to keep things right. You know I'm married. She looked sad, but I left. I guess being an old, bald, fat, white guy doesn't just eliminate the possibilities. Have you ever in your life had someone who you were already in a sexual situation say, unzip your pants?
I've never had anybody throw themselves at me, including the girl that I date.
You have to take a shower.
Sorry, that I'm engaged to. Sorry about that.
You have to go in the shower and wash yourself just to let her consider touching
you. That's right. I'm not allowed to use the hand soap.
He's holding a receipt book, and she says, unzip your pants.
Oh, my gosh. This story is new, too, so this stuff keeps...
Yes.
What the hell is going on in the city of Baltimore?
I don't know, but what's the next move? Because he didn't end it. He said, she says, I thought you liked me. He said, I do. But we need to keep things right. So he could have said, but not in that way. I like you as a client.
Listen,
no, he just said, I do.
No, this is what you say. This is what's to be said. Why do you think that this is okay? I'm so sorry. Please let your mother know that she has to mail in her premium. Now I can't come here where you're offering to fillet me. I mean, is it clearly? And the other thing is that from what I know, that's not really a thing that culture is into.
Really?
So she must really like
old white guys.
Yeah, she
one's into that.
The old white guy, take it out of there.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, I guess you'd know.
I would, yeah. So, Gramps just churning them out. I mean, at some point, she's going to back off. At some point, she's going to turn on him, and it's going to be awkward, or she's going to keep making advances.
That's the thing. It doesn't... The only end is bad. It has to be on his terms. He can't just keep saying, oh, no, I really can't have you suck my cock. I mean, that's not how it works. You
is
have
he
to...
responding in chat?
No. Now, here's the deal. I see Jim Amato. See how it keeps turning, what do you call it, grayed out?
Yes.
He's having connection issues.
Everybody is having connection issues in chat tonight.
All right. Sorry, guys. Hey, want to apologize last week. We had some audio issues, and I believe it's gotten fixed. And if you listen to it now or download it now, everything's fine. But there
I do
was
also
some
know
heavy breathing issues.
The person responsible for it got yelled at by Robbie.
Not yelled at. I was very as nice as I could possibly be. Don't say I yelled.
Well, this person does a lot for us, and we love him.
Well, he doesn't listen to the show while we're doing it. When we ask him a question, he doesn't know
well,
how to respond.
That's fine. Now,
I'll
just never ask him another question. We hopefully by this. I know we keep saying this, but hopefully by this time next week, we will have an answer. Well, we'll have an answer of whether or not in Vegas we will be in the Zappos,
whether
the same
or not we'll
the
be,
show's in.
Whether or not we'll be on the stage or in the audience.
Yes.
That's basically what we'll be answering.
So Hey, shout out to Annapolis Ramshead. We had a great show. The Back to the 80s. We had some listeners: Taylor, Allison, Dave, and Amy.
Fun show. Fun
Scott
show.
Pollock.
Okay. Yes. Is there more to that?
No, he's been a listener since show one. He introduced himself.
Sorry, wow. I thought you were going to say Scott Pollock was there also that day, but you just screamed a name out. Okay.
he was there. What else? Okay. Why else would I be mentioning it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe go back and listen to it and see if it sounds as weird as I think it did. I will lobby again for Jam and Java. Okay. We probably need to sell about double the tickets that we have. Again, we've never had this problem before or since, only at Jam and Java. If you are near Vienna, Virginia, can you do us a favor? Buy some tickets and come out.
Yeah, Hari, you came to my show a couple weeks ago, their stand-up. Hopefully you can
Hari's
make it to
the guy I want there.
I love Hari. He's good people. He laughs with the right things. He's a nice punk guy. Shout out to Marianne Sirk from 98 Rock.
She's really good.
She did her first murder mystery with us. She really got it.
Awesome job.
And just went for it and couldn't have done a better job. So thank you, Marianne.
Yeah, she was really good. Also, this Friday, I'm going to be on the afternoon show with Kirk.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and it was even presented to me, hey, we'll see how you guys sound together.
Ah.
So that, again, alluded to the fact that even though he doesn't know, I'm supposed to be doing pregame for the Ravens with him.
Why don't you just talk a lot of football the whole time?
No. Right. Well, I got to learn about it first, and then I'll,
Do you know who the Ravens quarterback is?
Who is that guy?
Quick, name all the 32 starting quarterbacks to end the show.
NFC Robbie East. Kulodowski.
NFC East, go.
All right, you got, is it Carson Wentz?
I'll count that.
You'll give me that? All right, now, by the way, I don't necessarily know the quarterback for the Giants. I assume it's Eli Manning, but I thought didn't they fire him?
No.
Okay. And, of course, the Alex Smith is for the Redskins.
Yes.
And then Dak Prescott for
Let's
the Dallas Cowboys.
When Robbie cuts this off.
So you want to keep going? All right, good enough.
All right.
I don't want to keep going until I get it wrong.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you. I'll be in Philly with David Koechner. Maybe I'll see you, Scott Berkson. The rest of you go down to the Jam and Java this Saturday night. DialLaughingProductions.com. See you.
Later.